The West Live.
The West Live.
Brought to you by the State School Teachers Union campaign to fix WA's teacher shortage.
The inexorable pull of big money in the mining sector has claimed another victim, the swimming instructor industry. To be honest, I've never really thought about swimming instructors as an industry before, but now it seems as though their ranks are being decimated. The West reports Perth Public Schools are having to cancel swimming lessons because of a lack of qualified instructors. No one really knows where they've gone, but when any industry in WA is lacking workers, there are only two explanations. The first is that the missing workers are backpackers that can't get into the country because of COVID. But the other explanation is the lure of well-paid mining jobs. When you have the boss of a mining company promising to give literally anyone 120 grand a year after just a few weeks of training, it's the sort of indecent proposal a lot of young people can't resist. We know for a fact the hospo industry is losing staff to the mines, as is the construction industry in Perth, and teachers are jumping ship too. So it's a pretty safe bet you might have swimming instructors heading north as well. Now, you might think losing a few swimming instructors is the least significant negative impact of a mining boom, and you'd be right. But who's to say if the kid who misses out on school swimming lessons might have discovered a new love of the sport and gone on to represent Australia at the Olympics? It happens, or rather, it did happen. And let's not even talk about water safety and the benefits of giving kids the skills they need to stay safe in a pool. So while the axing of school swimming lessons might not be a big deal, it's symptomatic of issues in our society that are becoming harder and harder to ignore. And that's because we've seen it all before. This is how it goes down. People leave their jobs in Perth to make good coin in the mines. Those businesses in Perth suffer. Then the vagaries of global commodity markets cause the mine workers to lose their jobs, and then the arse drops out of the property market, and we're all stuffed. Is anyone else feeling a little deja vu here? Here's hoping we learn something from the last time this cycle played out. But so far, it doesn't look as though we have.